Encounters with the police when driving. Having an encounter with the police for many people is an anxiety-provoking experience. The constant occurrences of police-involved shootings on the news and in social media, coupled with the presentation of increases in crime in society, places everyone, police included, on edge. Given this growing tension and the pre-existing complex police-community relations, dynamics of engagement are strained. Consequently, trust is eroded. As such, fear exists on the end of law enforcement. This fear is of the unknown, the anticipated, and the previously seen. For those on the receiving end, little can be done to erase the perceptions of the officer. However, as a means of de-escalating the situation and increasing the likelihood of successfully and safely leaving the scene, I present ways to engage with police. First, relax, relate, and release. Calm down and take several breaths. Keep your hands visible. Do you remember 10 and 2 from driver's ed? Do it. Turn off the car. You may even want to remove the keys from the ignition. Do not argue, curse, or become verbally aggressive. Keep quiet. Can't stress that enough. Respond when spoken to. Provide your name and your probation and parole status, if applicable. After this point on, the officer will likely ask you for your driver's license, insurance, and registration. Have it ready. Hopefully, this is where it ends. You will likely be cited and released. If you are detained and placed in police custody, do not resist or appear resistance. Given preconceived notions, negative images, and varying layers of cultural bias, even the smallest action can be interpreted as aggressive. If you are perceived to be a threat, you will be treated as such. And we've seen how bad this can end. Remember, the objective is to make it home. And this applies to both you and the officer. Keep it cool. Don't do the fool. You've been informed. And this is One More Moment with Dr. Moore.